Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you. Show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from, I believe he told me he was in Wisconsin, is Dean Ryder, Dean Weingarten. Are you like on a tour?
Well, kind of. You know, the COVID stuff limited mobility for quite a while, so now I'm on a road trip to see grandkids and relatives. And my grandkids are in Dallas and my relatives are in Wisconsin.
Gotcha. Okay. The Weingarten World Tour. I like it. All right. Now, I'm going to presume that while you're on tour, you're also writing, because either that or you loaded a bunch of stuff up to be published in your absence. But let's talk about your latest one. Washington State, they want to be just like Boston where, you know, or Massachusetts, where everything's illegal in Massachusetts. They want to make everything with guns illegal in Massachusetts, and they passed a ban on future sales or manufacture of magazines or anything that holds over 10 rounds, which means that they banned everything that's standard capacity. Because all of these things, none of these have a standard capacity of 10.
Well, certainly nothing made relatively recent. The trend has been just in the opposite direction. The standard capacity for most pistols and rifles now is more than 10 rounds.
Right.
So, yes, and they did this as they got greater control in the legislature. I think that happened in 2020. And in 2021 is when they passed this ban. And they defined large capacity magazine, means an ammunition feeding device, which with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition or any conversion part, a combination of parts from which such a device can be assembled if those parts are in possession or under the control of the same person. I'm wondering if they're thinking about canvas and needles and thread, which you can make these cotton belts for machine guns, you know, for the Browning or the Maxim machines that use the cotton belts for quite a while. I think Browning did too. So, you know, it's one of these, I don't know how to put it, sort of feel good, kind of trendy laws. There were several other. California, I think, was the first one to ban them. And then there are a couple other states, not very many. Maryland.
Well, I mean,
I think Massachusetts.
In California, I remember Elliot Rogers, the Isla Vista shooter, who was also the Isla Vista hatchet man and the Isla Vista car rampager. And he had 41 10-round magazines.
Yeah.
I don't think he was following the spirit of you don't get to shoot a lot of bullets at people when you're a bad boy. I don't think he was following that spirited part of it.
A few months ago, I saw a presentation by Ed Monk, who's done a great deal of study and has this excellent presentation on how mass murder with firearm events, public mass, how they happened and how they worked out. And he says, look, at the rate they're firing, the choice of firearm has very little difference on the outcome. So if you have a break open shotgun, as long as nobody's opposing you, that's sufficient to rack up a heck of a body count. As long as there's nobody armed or willing to oppose you. And would there have been some mass killing, mass murder events with that type of firearm? I remember a couple of them in England, I think, France. I can't recall for sure. I think they're getting in the U.S., but they may have existed. I mean, the big question is, does anybody oppose you or not? People are just sitting underneath their desk waiting to get shot. They could be shot with a break action H&R single shot, so it only takes a couple seconds to reload one.
Right.
So the magazine capacity is kind of a red herring. It's, in my opinion, it's very similar to the ban on switchblade knives that was passed in the 50s. The media and politicians that want to restrict firearms have created this crisis out of almost nothing, and they continue to do so. And the actual idea for banning magazines, I believe, started with Bill Ruger in 1989, because he didn't want them to ban the actual guns. So he had this brilliant idea. Let's just have them ban magazines and not the guns. And he wrote a letter to Congress, as I recall, and I know that it was opposed by Second Amendment supporters vehemently and for many years. Lots, probably millions of Second Amendment supporters refused to buy Ruger products because of the letter that Bill Ruger had put forward with the idea that they should ban magazines. I think his original suggestion was to ban magazines that held more than 15 rounds, which just happened to be that the Ruger pistols of the time held 15 rounds, and Glocks, which were giving quite a bit of competition, the Glock 17 held 17 rounds. So, it just happened to also benefit him. But, this has, been something that those who want us disarmed have been pushing for decades now, despite the evidence. And Washington State passed this ban in 2021, and they have been challenged in the court. And I have to say that the people, the prime movers in the challenge, is the Second Amendment Foundation. So they are doing good work there. And the ban happened to go into effect on 1 July, or supposed to have gone into effect on 1 July of this year, which was just about a little more than a week after the Supreme Court issued its opinion in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, which told the states, and the circuit courts particularly, stop creating this silly two-step process where, in quote, interpreting the Second Amendment, if that hard, to be a one-step process, and that's it. And just a few days later, they sent two magazine bans that were in the courts. They granted writs of certiorari to them, vacated the decision, which essentially reversed them, and sent them back to the various circuits. One to the Ninth Circuit, the other, I think, was in the First or Second Circuit, I'm not sure which. And that essentially says, are we over the break?
Well, you just hang on right there. We're going to pick it up. I was too busy listening.
Okay.
Spellbinding that Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this magazine ban and everything. And I mean, He was giving me a history of this, which, I forgot to manage time. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to forget to manage time again. Please continue this history of this and what's going on in Washington State, please, sir.
Okay, well, so this Washington State is the latest in a few states that have banned magazines with over 10 rounds. California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, I think. It's the usual list of suspects that have no respect for the Second Amendment. But after the Bruin decision by the Supreme Court vacated, well, they agreed to hear, then they vacated, which is to say they told the lower courts that they made the wrong decision in four cases, and they sent those cases back to the circuits. And two of those cases were magazine bans. I believe one was in New Jersey and the other one in California. I might be wrong, but the first one might have been Maryland. But anyway, they sent them back, which said, you have reached the wrong decision on this. You got to reach a different decision, which is to say, almost certainly the Supreme Court understands that banning magazines is a direct infringement on the right to keep and bear arms as protected by the Second Amendment. But one of those magazine bans that they sent back was to the Ninth Circuit, and Washington State is in the Ninth Circuit. And the person who is now going to hear the vacated and remanded case is Judge Roger T. Benitez in California. He was the one that heard the lawsuit against the magazine ban in California the first time. And he ruled in a brilliant decision, which I referenced in the article to another article on Amazon. His brilliant decision, he explained quite vividly and clearly why the magazine ban was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. And at the time, he granted a temporary injunction against the law, which allowed maybe a couple hundred thousand or maybe a million magazines to be legally sold to people in California. And that became known as Freedom Week, because after a week, the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit reinstated the ban with another injunction. So, the interesting thing is that Judge Benitez is going to be the one who rehears the case. Well, he's already written a brilliant opinion about how the magazine ban is unconstitutional, using the logic that the Supreme Court has put forward. I have not seen any evidence that's any different from what he heard the first time, so it seems highly unlikely to me that he will change his opinion and come to the conclusion that magazine bans are just fine with Second Amendment. Seems highly unlikely. So what we are left with is down in California, well, the Ninth Circuit figure out some way to wiggle around and find some wording somewhere to justify a ban on magazines again. And it just doesn't seem, lawyers are very inventive, and they can find ways to say things that you and I would never think of. So I can't say they won't come up with some sophisticated.
Yeah, but I mean, now for them, it's sort of swimming upstream now, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
Yeah.
I just don't see any evidence that they can go by. And the historical tradition, which is what the Supreme Court says you have to use to justify a ban now, there just isn't any on banning magazines with capacity of over a certain amount. I think it's called the Hirandani air rifle used on the Lewis and Clark expedition. That had a magazine capacity of over 20 rounds.
Right.
And that was created and used in combat and sold to civilians before the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And then repeating rifles with magazines holding 15 rounds were used during the Civil War. And they became popular and sold to civilians without any government restraint in 1866 with the Winchester Model 66. And that's before the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. So where's this? There just isn't any historical reference for them to go to. It'll be interesting to see what they draw, but I don't see anything for them to hang their hat on. So this gets us back to the Washington District Court, Federal District Court, saying we will hear the case starting December 4th, 2023. That's more than a year away.
Right.
Well, almost certainly Judge Roger T. Benitez will issue an opinion before then. Very likely a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit will issue an opinion before then. And whether or not they will try to take it to an en banc decision is unknown. But the point is that I think the judge up in Washington State, whose name is Cooper, I believe, he will probably avoid having a trial on this issue because it'll probably be rendered moot by the decision in the Ninth Circuit before it ever comes to trial in Washington State. So I think that's one of the reasons he gave a year for it to happen, because you probably won't have to handle a hot potato. It'll already be handled by other courts in the Ninth Circuit.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. This article is the latest article. As a matter of fact, it's at the very top of the page at Amilant. And Dean has well over 2,000 other articles there, covering the entire gamut of the gun industry, the gun culture, the, you know, gun politics, everything. He covers it all. He's the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type on the planet, and the most prolific one as well. And well over 2,000 other articles there waiting for you at the archive at amilant.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 5.1 magnitude earthquake rocked the Bay Area of California this morning. The United States Geological Survey says it happened a little after 11:40 a.m. local time. The director of Berkeley Seismological Laboratory, Richard Allen, explained what happened.
It looks like it was on the Calaveras Fault. So it's just where the Calaveras and the Hayward Fault just touch one another. Immediately east of San Jose is where the epicenter was. It was at about a depth of 7 kilometers. So again, that's a very typical depth for earthquakes in California.
The average expected age of retirement also jumped to 64, up from 62.6 last year. Wall Street is closing higher for the third straight day. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 337 points to close at 31,836. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And, well, Dean has this database of self-defense against bears with handguns. And I guess we're adding to the database.
Yes, we are.
So, tell me about this this incident. Boundary Waters Canoe okay. Area Campsite.
Yes, and I probably should let people know, because not everybody grew up in Minnesota or Wisconsin, but the Boundary Waters Canoe Area is a famous semi-wilderness restricted area where motorized transport is not allowed. If you're going to get into it, you pretty much have to use a canoe or a kayak that can be portaged, and they use paddles. I mean, you can use the push pole in some shallow waters, but mostly you're going to use paddles because a lot of the lakes you need to cross are pretty deep. And it's a big area. Oh, gosh, must be hundreds, if not thousands, of square miles up there. And it extends into Canada. And people might remember that about a year ago, I think it was, there was a woman killed by a bear at her cabin just across the Canadian border. And then I don't recall if it was right in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area or if it was right next to it, but it was in that general area, which is most a big chunk of northern Minnesota that is north of the tip of Lake Superior and to the west of it. And it, like I said, it's a big wilderness, semi-wilderness area. And because it's difficult to hunt the area, not so much that you can't get in there and kill a bear, because you can, and it's legal. But once you kill the bear, what are you doing? If you're back a ways, it'll take you a couple of days to get the bear back out when you're paddling a canoe to do it, portaging it, over portages to get there. So it's very seldom hunted for bears, even though they have sell permits that are good for the area. But you can't use motorized transport. That cuts down on the practical utility of it for a lot of people, and especially for hunting, if you want to sell meat. So, I've been to the Boundary Waters canoe area a number of times. It's a wonderful area. Yeah. You know, it's not so great when there's a lot of bugs. And it just depends on the type of year, whether you're swarmed with mosquitoes or not. But what happened at the end of August, on Tuesday, August 30th, and it was in the evening about an hour before sunset, was that this young husband and father were in the Boundary Waters canoe area, and they had planned to stay for 3 days. And he was sitting there with his youngest child, a little ways away. I forget exactly how old the younger child was, but just a toddler. And his youngest cried out, and he didn't know what had happened. But he grabbed the child and took a couple of steps, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And then his oldest child yelled, "Bear!" And he turned around and looked, and here was a bear only about 6 feet away from him. After he'd taken a couple of steps, it had been within like 3 to 4 feet of his back when the youngest child was startled. And I don't know whether the bear nipped at the child or something like that, but something happened to make the child cry out. And it was a kind of remarkable incident. I'm going to quote James here as he reported on the incident to a forum about the Boundary Waters. He said, "Just finished a trip to Horseshoe that should have been 3 nights, turned to one." It says, campsite 674. "Had a bear walk right into camp within 4 feet of my youngest. Nothing would discourage him until I fired a couple of rounds. We packed up and bolted to an open site, campsite 677, a half a mile away on the other side of the lake. Weren't there 5 minutes and was pulling up the food bag, and my wife screamed, 'There's another bear! 15 feet away from our canoe without any kids in it. I had to fire another round before he would be deterred.' Left that site," and then he went to another one, and he found a fellow person from the farm had that campsite, and they took him in for the night. And then the next morning, they found another campsite and had their breakfast interrupted by a bear who would not leave until he'd taken that set of campers' food bag. And so I was able to get in contact with James and get a few more details about what happened. And that's one of the benefits of writing a bunch of stories. And he had read some of the stories I had written, and he was willing to talk to me. And I found out another new thing. Not only was it the first incident that I had recorded in Boundary Waters, but he had used a .22 Magnum revolver. It was a North American Arms mini revolver, the Watt model, with a 1 5/8 inch barrel. Well, that's about as tiny a gun as you can get. You could maybe say the .22 Short is a little bit smaller, but not much. And he had loaded this revolver with Speer Gold Dot defensive ammunition, which is made for short barrels, so it's better than not. But it's still a .22 Rimfire, it's .22 Magnum. So I was curious as to how he was sure that it was two bears, because that is unusual. I mean, you have one bear at one campsite and then go to another campsite and less than a half hour later, you get another bear that refuses to leave until you fire a shot. And again, this is a dangerous situation when you have bears that are essentially demanding you give them food, and you got little kids, and they refuse to move away from children, I think he would have been justified in shooting the bears, but he probably made the right decision. Those 22 mag mini revolvers are, especially the mag, they're just loud. They're extremely loud. So I talked to James, and he said they had to paddle across a lake to get to the second campsite, 677. And he said if it was the first bear, it would have had to swim to get there in roughly the same amount of time that it took them. He said both bears were adults and over 200 pounds. But the second bear they saw was not wet. And if it had swum across the lake, its fur would have been wet in such a short amount of time. And he was just convinced it was a second bear. I believe he was right because there's just almost no penalty for bears to learn to extort food from campers up in the Boundary Waters canoe area. I mean, some people even think that it's illegal to take firearms into the Boundary Waters canoe area, the BWCA, but it's not. It's in Minnesota, so you have to follow the Minnesota law, and that requires you to have a permit to be carrying a handgun.
Let me in
that area.
Let me get you to hold on. We're coming up on the break, and we'll finish this because I got a few questions about this. A few questions about this cat that took on these bears. If you would be so kind. This article, you can find it at Ammoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about the James case, where they were at a campground, and this guy took on bears with 22 Magnum mini revolvers. Is that what I'm thinking about here?
Yeah, the American Arms mini revolvers, North American Arms mini revolvers. This was the Wasp model. They're tiny little guns. I think they weigh about 4 or 5 ounces each. And they are a real gun, and they fire real bullets. And they are capable of killing things, but they're not what most people would choose as bear medicine.
Yes, that was what I was going to say. So this dude did not think to take, and I, don't get me wrong, if somebody pulls one of those, I'm going to give them all kinds of respect when it comes to that pointing at me. But they didn't think to take a real gun with them in bear.
Well,
did they know it was bear territory?
I guess. They've been up there before. They haven't been confronted by a bear before. Now, here's something that might relate to it. James' wife didn't think it was necessary to take a firearm on a camping trip. Now, she's glad James was armed.
Sure.
So maybe he'll rethink what gun to take. But my point is, you have to live with your spouse.
Well, I mean, I would not want my spouse to be consumed by a bear while I'm sitting there making her happy because I'm not carrying a gun.
Well, he did carry the gun, and it worked. Now, to his credit, I'll have to say, black bears seem to be pretty easily deterred by gunfire. I mean, they're just a lot easier to stop than a grizzly bear. And especially in predatory attacks, they don't seem to, like, come back and come back and come back once they've been wounded. I'm not saying it never happens, it's just that once my reading has indicated to me. And he said they were both adult bears, you know, so they probably, I asked him, I said, were they male? He says, how can you tell? And he's right, you know, because it's not that easy to spot the external genitalia on bears.
Sure.
So you can't know, but the odds are they were male because that's the much more common case for bears that learn to extort food from people. Now, there are many exceptions, of course. Sows will do it too, but it's more common for males to do it and learn to do it.
Well, I remember when I was stationed in Europe, and we would go out into the field exercise. We didn't have bears on the post in Germany, but we did have boars and foxes, and that was about it. And they, first of all, they grew to mutated sizes. The boars were the size of small Volkswagens.
Oh, huge, yeah.
And they had no fear of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for those of us who were new in country, they would have us throw rocks at them. Which I don't know why, because, you know, they would just try to eat the rocks. I had a fox get into my rucksack because I had some M&Ms in the rucksack.
Yeah.
And I hit that fox in the middle of the head with an axe handle. And the fox just sort of looked at me like, got you M&Ms. After I clubbed him, he was gone. He had my
wow.
M&Ms.
Because I've killed foxes that I had trapped with clubs, usually it's that hard to at least knock them out.
Right.
Maybe those European foxes are tougher, and I could believe it.
Well, what I'm saying is in these places where humans come a lot into the quote-unquote wild, they don't have any fear. So with a predator, if you got a bear there that's, okay, it's a black bear, it's not a grizzly, it's 300 pounds, it's not 900 pounds or whatever, but it's still a bear.
Absolutely. And they're tough and they're super strong.
Yeah. And, if I've got kids there, if I'm out there by myself, if I'm out there with a spouse, if I'm out there with children, I'm probably carrying a 10mm and my .357 Magnum, just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
Just
well,
in
I
case.
Know that's, but you and I are oriented that way, and we've studied that. And frankly, most of the people who go into the BWCA don't go armed. I mean, I think if you're going out in the wilderness area, being armed is a prudent thing to do.
Sure.
But most people don't. And here's an interesting thing that when we're talking about bears on this, is that bear expert Stefan Herrero, and I have disagreed with, how should I put it, the ways his and Tom Smith's, let's call it research that they did on bear spray and firearms. I disagree with the way the conclusions people put it to, because I think it's just wrong.
Right.
But he is an acknowledged bear expert, and he gave advice just about such a situation in his first book, which was a hit, called, Bear Attacks, Their Causes and Prevention, I think is the title of it. And so I read his first edition, and in there, he talks about this type of situation, and it was published in 1981. I'm quoting, he says, a firearm is also useful when a very aggressive bear shows up around camp and cannot be persuaded to leave. Such bears normally have a history of feeding on people's food or garbage and may have to be killed. Now that's Stefan Herrero saying that, not me. And he's, worked hard most of his career to keep bears from being killed. And he says, yeah, in that case, you may have to kill the bear. And then I read his latest edition, which is the third edition, published in 2018. So that's almost 4 decades. It's not quite. It's 37 years. And he didn't change the advice in the third edition. It says the same thing in 2018 instead of 1981. So obviously he thinks it's accurate. And when you have, Stefan Herrero saying a firearm may be useful in this case where the bear is aggressive and refuses to leave and it may have to be killed, it's pretty hard to try to claim that James was not justified in scaring off the bear and probably would have been justified in killing the bear and probably would have saved a lot of people a lot of trouble if he had killed the bear, because one of those bears stole food from another campground a little later. And when you're out a day or two's paddle away from civilization and your food gets taken and some of your gear gets destroyed, it's a serious thing. Going hungry a day and a half or 2 day paddle back is no fun. And can be dangerous. Now, there's other people around, they'll probably give you a couple energy bars or something. But I don't think that bears that get in the habit of destroying people's property and stealing their food should be tolerated. And I think that not only was he justified, but everybody would have probably been better off if he had killed those threatening bears at the time. Now, I have to say, if it was me, and I was just armed with a 22 mag mini revolver, I probably would have opted for the warning shots first.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate that, as I always do.
You are very welcome, and it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.